Assessment 1, page 24, task 3. Julie is talking to Mrs. Wu, the teacher in charge of Green Day, about organizing the event. Listen and fill in the missing information in the note sheet below. The first one has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hi, Mrs. Wu.
Hi, Julie. What can I do for you?
I made a note sheet to help me plan Green Day. Can you help me to fill it in?
Of course. What do you need to know?
First, I'd like to confirm the date. Green Day is going to be on the 11th of June, right?
Yes, June the 11th. That's only 3 weeks from today.
I hope we've thought of everything needed to plan the event.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
What time is Green Day going to start?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. And it's going to end at 3 p.m. Is that correct?
No. We've decided to shut things down at 2 p.m. instead.
Oh, okay. I guess 4 hours will be plenty of time. What about the committee members' duties? I've created a table to record who's doing what before, during, and after the event.
Good idea, Julie.
Why don't we start with the largest group of members? The one with Ralph, Naomi, Kyle, and Michael. Is it their duty to set up and take down the booths?
Yes. One of their duties is to set up and take down the booths. They have another duty as well, since they're the biggest group.
I thought so. What's their other duty?
To clean up after the event.
It shouldn't be too hard for the four of them to clean up after the event. After all, people will be there to learn how to help protect the environment. So I'm sure they'll use the recycling and rubbish bins located around the school grounds.
I hope you're right.
What about Kenny and Sarah? What's their duty?
They're going to set up and take down the seating area.
Set up and take down the seating area. Got it. Now for the next group, Jennifer and William. They're greeters, aren't they?
Yes. They're going to greet visitors at the main entrance.
They're both very outgoing, so they'll be perfect for greeting visitors at the main entrance.
I'm glad to hear it.
What will Eric and Kathy's duty be?
They're going to set up, run, and take down the information tent.
Let me just write that down. Set up, run, and take down the information tent. Okay, last but not least, we have Angela and Peter. What are they going to do?
Their duty is to make the banner.
They're both very artistic, so you've picked the right people for making the banner. Speaking of the banner, I'd like to jot down some information about it.
What would you like to know?
First, its size.
We decided that the banner should be a large rectangle, 3 meters long and 1 meter high.
1 second. 3 meters long and 1 meter high. Is that right?
Yes.
What about the colours?
We went back and forth for quite some time about that, but in the end, We all agreed that the banner should be in the school colours.
So the banner is going to be yellow and green?
Yes. The green will also match our green theme.
That's clever. And where is the banner going to be located?
Above the main entrance. That way people will see it as they're walking in.
I think above the main entrance is an excellent place for it.
Me too. Is there anything else I can help you with, Julie?
No, I think that's everything. Thanks, Mrs. Wu.
Thank you for your help, Julie.
That is the end of task three. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers for task three and to tidy up all your other answers.